Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, my name is Zoe. This is Defrag. Unlocking the mind, body, and soul. Hearing the inner creative child. Building a relationship with the entire you. Growing forward, growing outward. This is Defrag.
Hi, Zoe. Welcome to episode number one. By the way, what are we doing?
The first thing we should do, we should answer the question, what is Defrag?
Defrag is a term that I unexpectedly came up with in November of 2017. I was moving through a very tough mountain that wouldn't break down, and I didn't know how to even get around this mountain. And so I thought about, just ask the question. But who am I asking? Ask yourself the question. It's time to figure out what you are trying to do here, because nobody else can figure you out. And now it obviously looks like you can't figure yourself out either.
Do you mean interview yourself? How does a person interview themselves?
Listen, wait. We do this all the time. Everybody does it in the car. They do it in the bathroom. They do it whenever they're by themselves. Everybody will sit there and question who it is, why it is, and how they became. And they put themselves in a place. It can be dark. It can be kind of down. It can be, you know, kind of blucky. But the thing is that you're going to get out of that moment because you're asking yourself the question of how am I going to get out of this? But the problem is, though, is that once we get out, what we do is we run away from it and we do everything not to get back to it.
Oh, okay. How often do you get back to it?
No. The goal is to not get back to it because it's a moment, it's a mood, it's an experience that you really don't want to deal with because it's destroying the inner part of your core. And so, no, I don't want to go back to it. So I use awareness to make sure that if I spot something that resembles it, then it probably is.
During your early morning writing, you always call the interviewer exactly that. The interviewer. I'm Zoe. Am I the interviewer?
Yeah, right here you are. But during those early morning writings, which started back in July of 1994, inspired by the artistry from Julia Cameron, the reason why I developed the interviewer was because I needed to dig deeper into the soul of a creative mind. That so often, so many creative people have calluses all over their hearts and their brains and all over just on the inside. And it's callus caused by other people's judgment. And you've got to learn how to get through that callus and to get into the mind of that artist and start loving that inner child, as Julia Cameron would say. And so yeah, you being here on Defrag, Zoe, you are the interviewer.
What's the difference between the morning pages and the Defrag journal? Is it two completely different personalities?
Ooh, same body, same writing hand. Absolutely not the same person. Because when I wake up in the morning, I'm trying to motivate myself into a brand new day, and I don't need to carry the weight of something that happened yesterday or something that I hope happens tomorrow. And I've got to be able to be in that moment of no limitations, but at the same time, I've got to be inspiring to myself, motivational to myself, and I've got to persevere or my day is just going to fall apart in front of me. Whereas the Defrag journal, what happens is it's about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's when I can go in there and I start breaking it down. Because Zoe, how many times have we talked about doing this podcast? I mean, this has been going on for 4 or 5 months now, and it's all written out inside the Defrag journal.
You've been terrified, scared, uneasy. You don't want to make it about you. You want to teach creative people to be better builders.
Yeah, but at what cost? My crappy day makes their better day? I don't think that really is the case here. I just want to be able to give someone the opportunity to pick up a writing instrument and just write out a thought. Don't put too much into the thought. Just write it out. Because writing is that one thing that we all judge harshly. We attack ourselves more than other people attack us. And so we feel like that we have to write this way or we have to write that way. But we don't take care of the mind, body, and soul the way that it's speaking to us, because we want to bend it, shape it, move it, and groove it into this thing so that other people can understand it.
You've had some pretty dark times writing in the Defrag Journal. So dark. When you came back to it the next morning, you were actually very scared.
Sounds like a negative, right? But it's not. And the reason why is because doing a defrag journal, I get that crap out of me. I set it free. It's in a book. And really, in all honesty, I shouldn't be going back to read those dark times. I just want to know, well, what was I thinking last night? Because when you're a freeform thinker and a freeform writer, you don't put a lot of thought into what you're doing, because I'm not going to be a perfectionist, because a perfectionist is a dark moment. It's a trigger for me. And so when I just sit there and I just write and I feel what's in the moment of now, when I step into that hole or I get into that dark corner, that area that no longer has callus around it, yeah, it can get really dark.
Will you be reading from the Defrag Journal? I thought this wasn't about you.
I think as the podcast develops, what's going to happen is that we're going to take from the different experiences. I don't need to put my words in there because I don't need to air my dirty laundry. But we all go through different chapters and seasons in our life. And through those, we learn from each other. It's a community of creative minds that are going to grow into a stronger embodiment that is going to help change the way that people think, the way that people act and react. And what I mean by that is that creative people are a process of the real world. We see, feel, and hear things that other people have already tuned out. But yet we are present and we still keep pushing forward what we need to do as a community. And yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I think that I'd like to bring to this.
Many people in entertainment, they've heard you talk about the Defrag Journal. They love the idea of getting started with one as well.
Getting started is going to be a tough cookie. And the reason why is because how honest are you going to be with yourself? It's not that I want you to go in there and patch things up. I don't want you to heal. I don't want you to go in there and say, I'm going to fix this. It's just listening. It's listening to the inner mind, body, and soul and then questioning it and offering, answers when you can, but allow that person on the inside that could be dark, could be sad, let them fight back. Take what might look like it's peaceful and shake it up. Shake it up, because you know what? I don't like a fake, and I really don't like it when I'm being fake. And that's what defragging is all about. It's shaking up what you think is a peaceful moment.
If I can't heal, why do I want to do this? Everybody wants to feel incredible. To get there requires what?
Realism with yourself, liking yourself, loving yourself. That's not conceited. That's just saying, hey, look, we've been together since, my God, when my mother provided an egg and things began to jump. And now we're having a conversation after this many years? Where the hell have you been?
How would you answer that question?
Like a total smartass. It'd be like, what do you mean, where have I been? Where have you been? No, don't ask me where I've been, because we're not going to do this. What we want to do is we want to figure out how to collaborate here. So if you're going to start it off by asking a question like, where have you been? That's a child asking their mom or their brother and sister, I would have been better if you would have been here for me. See, and that's where it all begins. The relationship and listening to each other, the inner core, the outer core. And you try to develop that conversation that says, we both have two different experiences. You're on the outside with real people. I'm in here with a heartbeat. And what it feels when you're going through some bad times, I got to react sometimes. And I go, I understand that you're going to react sometimes. And I've got to be able to listen to that. And maybe that backache isn't a backache, but it's maybe you tapping me on my ass saying, look, if I had a foot, I'd be kicking your ass right now.
You aren't very nice to yourself.
There have been days that I have not been nice to myself. And I've had to learn from those days, and I've had to learn how to handle myself better on the outside as well as the inside. And that's what this is all going to teach, is that we're going to be open and honest. We're going to be upfront. We're going to be transparent, and we're going to show different ways that we can communicate with the mind, body, and soul that requires probably some meditation. We'll probably talk about that. I do believe in prayer, but I'm not going to push any of that onto anybody. But the goal is just to take a step. Take a step inward and start asking questions. I think it's time that we start to defrag.